We've reached an American couple living in Mianyang, China. They're about 30 miles away from the epicenter of the earthquake that struck yesterday. Rebecca Stormer and her husband, Richard Hartley, teach English at Tianfu College of Southwest University of Economics and Finance. Rebecca Stormer's on the phone now. Rebecca, tell us, what are things like there in Mianyang?
Right now, it's raining, of course, and everyone is living in tents. The whole city is living in tents outside on the streets, in the fields, and at our college, we're living in tents.
How many people live in this city? How big is it?
It's about a city of 1 million. It's a small city, only 1 million people.
Well, of course, that's a pretty big-sized city in most parts of the world. 1 million people there, and everyone is living outdoors in tents?
Yes.
What are you doing for food?
All of the buildings have been damaged. Most of them are still standing in the parts of the city that I've seen, and on our college, the buildings are still standing, but they're damaged.
When you say damaged, what do you mean? Do they have cracks in them, or they're starting to fall down?
Well, most of them have cracks in them. The ceiling has fallen off. Pieces of the walls have fallen off, broken windows. And some of the buildings, the sides of them have fallen off.
Rebecca, this is a city of 1 million people. You're living in tents all of a sudden overnight. What are you doing for food and water?
We have some of the small mom-and-pop shops are open, so we're getting instant noodles and bread. And there's bottled water everywhere so far, but it's only been a little over 24 hours right now.
And do you know how many people locally are injured or have died in this earthquake?
No, I don't. We don't get the news here because the power's out, the TV's out, and we don't really know that much. Where we are at our college, there have not been any deaths, and the students are not injured at our school, and we have 23 foreign teachers here. No one was injured here.
Well, what are you doing?
Personally, we have slept out in the mosquito net that goes on top of our bed. We slept in that last night, and we've been in and out of that all day today, and we've been walking around talking to students, trying to take care of ourselves and stay out of the way of buildings, because ever since the earthquake, there have been hundreds of tremors. Sleeping on the ground, we feel the earth shake, and it's been shaking pretty hard, and we wanted to come back into our apartment to get more clothing and bedding, and as soon as we did, of course, the building started rumbling, shaking, and making a rumbling noise. And, of course, we ran right out again.
Are these tremors continuing right now?
I believe they've been getting more mild as the day has gone on. So the last one I felt was about 7 o'clock this evening.
How long ago was that?
Oh, it's about 11 o'clock right now.
So it's been 4 or 5 hours?
Yes.
What are you planning on doing? Are you going to try to get out of there, get out of Mianyang? Is there any way to leave?
No, we don't think so. The school told our students that they should go home today, and many of the students have gone home because their parents have come to pick them up in cars, and many of the students cannot get home because the roads have been taken out by landslides. And the trains going north are damaged, so they can't go north. And the only way to get out is by train going south or east and by bus. And the train stations and the bus stations are packed with people, so many of the students have not been able to get tickets back.
You know, Rebecca, you sound awfully calm for a person in these circumstances. I mean, the prospects for...
Oh, my God. We're rumbling.
Gotta go.
We're rumbling again.
Go.
So we're running out of the building.
Rebecca.
Yes.
Hold on. Keep us with you.
Okay. Actually, I think it's over. It stopped. Okay.
Rebecca, you
were outside, and it stopped, of course.
You were back inside, but you've just run out.
We went back in, yes. Every time we go back in, it starts rumbling. We went back in because we were tired of being in the rain.
I was just saying how calm you sound. And
yeah, I know. Yes.
And actually, you...
Yes, well, I was not so calm yesterday. You know, this happened at 2:30 in the afternoon yesterday. We had just started our classes at 2 o'clock. At 2:30, the lights in the room started shaking. We started running, and we ran out of that building. And to get out of the building, we had to go up steps outside on a hill. And we were running up the steps, and the hillside was shaking, and we could hardly get up the steps.
And this with all your students
with
you?
Yes, with all of the students.
It must have been a
big... I had about 26 students.
People didn't panic getting out, Rebecca?
I think I panicked a bit. I ran for my life, and the students were running for their lives. And we went out, and we were standing in the field all day, and we were holding hands, and we were holding on to each other all day and into the night. And the students were very worried about their parents because, you know, the epicenter was not far away, and some of the students have family there. They're from that area.
Yeah.
They have not been able to get in touch with their family, so they're very worried. And we had no phone service. We had no electricity, so we could not get in touch with the outside world. Just a few minutes ago, my daughter from Virginia called me, and that was the first person who's been able to get through to us. We started sleeping in tents and mosquito nets, and then it started raining. And all night long last night, we felt tremor after tremor after tremor. Every 10 minutes or so, there must have been another tremor.
Rebecca,
and some of them were really bad and made the buildings creak and sound like they were screaming. Your heart beats really fast when the ground is shaking.
I just wonder about your circumstance. Here you are, someone from Virginia. You've been there since August, so it's not even a year that you've been there. This catastrophe has happened, and you're kind of stuck there in a foreign land. What are you thinking? What are you going to do?
Oh, yes, we don't know what's going on. We have no idea. We don't understand anything they're saying in Chinese. We don't know what's happening. So we rely on our students to interpret for us.
Rebecca Stormer with us from Mianyang, China. Rebecca, we're going to call you back in a couple of days just to check in and see how you're doing. Good luck to you.
Okay.
Good luck
to
you.
We'll be here. We have nowhere else to go.
Good luck to you and your husband, Richard, okay?
Thank you, Alex.
Bye now.
Thank you.